Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Vibing with Sleazy, the podcast. This is season 5, episode 15, and I want to thank everybody for listening, tuning in, and downloading. It's been an awesome ride so far with season 5, and I'm looking forward to the last final episodes of this season. The episodes so far have been great. I want to thank all the guests. I want to thank all the fans. The downloads have been coming in big time this week. I was really excited to get my report this week to see how many downloads were rolling in. So things are popping and I'm loving it. This episode is going to be another solo episode. I'm going to be doing a lot of solo sports episodes. I already done some already, which have got really good success and lots of love. And I'm going to be doing some more here for the wrap up of the season. There's just so much going on in the sports world. And this episode, I will be recording it before the NBA playoffs, but with just scheduling and recording and life being just fucking crazy, I am super busy, but I'm all about this podcast as well. So I wanted to get this episode recorded. So when you listen to it, it was recorded before the NBA playoffs, but however, it's coming out after the NBA playoffs have started. So a couple games have already been played once this comes out, but however, I wanted to get this out. The playoffs are long, and so there's a lot to predict and look forward to. And anyways, with me recording it beforehand, you'll get to see if my predictions are right. And then also too, I'm going to end up picking my finals winner. And I'm really looking forward to this NBA playoffs. This season's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been tons of excitement. So I'm really looking forward to seeing who can pull it off. So overall, the NBA playoffs, you know, they have the new thing that they've been doing the past couple seasons with the play-in tournament. So a lot of teams got to be involved with the play-in. I like the play-in because it's competitive and it makes teams really play and fight for playoff position. But at the end of the day, too, more teams get to be a part of it. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's more basketball and I'm all for it. And sometimes a change or a mix-up is cool to see. So overall, the play-in tournament's been cool and it's all been figured out. So here is the playoffs. So I'm going to first break down the East, and I'm going to start off with the number one seed Celtics of Boston playing the Miami Heat, the number eight seed. So when I looked at this one, overall, in my opinion, I had Boston all day. Boston's been tough. They've been beating teams by 30. You have two guys on the team that are NBA All-Stars and Jason Tatum and Brown. And the thing about it is when you look at both of these guys, they score over 25 points a game. I mean, together. So it's like you're getting 50 points from two guys that are superstars and they're representing the Celtics. And then all the role players for Boston are phenomenal. And just the organization in general, they got it together. Now, this Miami team is always tough. They always stay in shape. You know, the thing about the league always talks about how the Miami Heat, they're always the team that's most in shape overall. But there's been a lot of back and forth, you know, between players this season with the Heat, which you don't usually see, and then also too, injuries, you know, and I just don't see them surviving. So I got Boston winning this series and moving on. Then the next series is Cleveland Cavaliers as the number four seed versus the number five Orlando Magic. And with this one, I'm seeing Cleveland do it. The reason why Orlando's had a phenomenal year, their coach got an extension. They have a couple really good star players now in Wagner and Pancharo, but at the end of the day, they're not strong enough to beat Cleveland. Cleveland just has a hell of a starting five, and Donovan Mitchell's hungry. He wants to be a star. He wants to be someone known in the playoff picture in the NBA. So at the end of the day, I see the Cleveland Cavaliers winning this series. And at the end of the day, too, I could see them almost making a little bit of a run. I don't see them winning the title, but they're going to be tough to play, anybody. So the next series I want to break down is Milwaukee Bucks, number 3 seed, versus the Indiana Pacers, the number 6 seed. So the Pacers have been incredible. I'm a Pacers fan. I love the Pacers. I hope they can win the championship this year. I actually think they can beat the Bucks in this series and advance to the next round. Halliburton is a star. He's a USA Olympic chosen player now. I mean, he's incredible. And then what they've done overall, just in roster moves, and then just taking it serious this year. It's just the Pacers are they're on fire, and they've had this super key rivalry with the Milwaukee Bucks. So it's going to be fun to see that series. When I heard that series, I kind of laughed. I was like, it's almost like the NBA set that up since they've already had such a competition as of late. And then the final series to wrap up the Eastern Conference is the New York Knicks at the number 2 seed versus the number 7 seed Philadelphia 76ers. Now, in my opinion, I think the Philadelphia 76ers upset the Knicks. Now, Jalen Brunson for the New York Knicks has been a superstar this year. I mean, he can drop over 30 points a game, and he also can get rebounds and assists. I mean, New York Knicks are basically Villanova. You have 3 players from their Villanova championship run, so it's fun to see that. Fun to see guys, which that never happens, guys that played together in college getting to, play on the same team. The one thing that the one exciting memory I had of that was when Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins played for the New Orleans Pelicans. That was cool. It was like the Twin Towers, and they would just drain threes. It was a lot of fun watching those guys play together. But overall, the Sixers, I just think they win. Joel Embiid's too tough. He is a battler. Unless he's unhealthy or gets hurt. I just don't see the Knicks upset or pulling off the win. I mean, it wouldn't be an upset. They're number 2 seed, but Maxey for the Sixers, he's a hell of a guard, a Kentucky kid. Shout out to the Wildcats, and I think he's a great leader. And he's another guy that they're similar to the Celtics, where you got 2 guys that can drop over 25 a game, Maxey and Embiid. So I'd love to see what the Sixers could do and make a run, but for some reason, they just never seem to do well in the playoffs. So that's the East so far in the first round. So if I'm breaking it down, I'm overall going to say the Celtics are going to beat the Cavaliers. That's going to be the next round, the number 1 seed Celtics versus the number 4 seed Cleveland Cavaliers. Like I said, I saw Cleveland making a run, but once they reach Boston, it's shutdown mode. Boston is going to reach the finals, in my opinion. They are the squad for the East. Not to ruin any surprise, I'm still going to break down the bracket, but in my opinion, the Celtics are just too tough, and Tatum is hungry. So next, I say that the And overall, I didn't even answer. I realized going back, I didn't answer on the Pacers Bucks. So I think the Pacers do win. I was saying that just to make sure I was aware. So I think it's going to be Pacers Sixers, and I think the Sixers win. I think the Sixers are just too big for the Pacers. Miles Turner's great for Indiana, but overall, they don't have a lot of big men, and I just think Philly can wear down Indiana. I think it would be awesome to see Indiana upset the Bucks, like I said. But in the end of the day, I think the Sixers are going to outlast Indiana. And if that happened, that would be Indiana basically upsetting 2 teams overall. Like even if with the Pacers winning, they still be the 6th seed, which would be better than the Sixers. But I just think that 7th seed for the 76ers is a lot due to Joel Embiid's health and just kind of how their season played out. But I see them making a run with that. So I see it being the Sixers and the Celtics there in the semis. And then at the end of the day, I see the Celtics breaking it down. Or excuse me, not in the semis, in the conference finals, I see the Celtics versus 76ers. And then I see the Boston Celtics making it to the conference or to the NBA finals. Sorry, got my words all messed up there. But at the end of the day, the way I see it playing out, like I said, Celtics playing the Cavs, Pacers playing the Sixers, Sixers playing the Celtics, and then the Celtics making it to the finals to represent the East. So I think overall it's going to be a fun Eastern Conference battle, and I'm excited to see how it plays out. But that's my pick. And if I had to pick an MVP for the East, I would say Jason Tatum, just because of how well he's played this year. And overall, I think they're going to make a super long run here in the playoffs. And then another guy, like I said, is my boy, Haliburton. I think he's another player that is a star. And I think, too, you'll see the Pacers do a lot longer runs here in the future. But overall, this season, I was after I saw the teams that came out, I wasn't shocked by too many of them. I was shocked by Orlando getting in. You thought Atlanta would make it in there, but at the end of the day, Orlando representing, they had a good year. Like I said, their coach got that extension, so it's cool to see that. I like new teams, and then I also like seeing Indiana being in there, and I also like seeing the Knicks having that number two seed. So there's a lot of surprises with the East, and I think overall you got a lot of young stars, and you got a lot of guys that are in, representing these Eastern teams that are going to be back. I mean, the Heat with Bam and Harrow, and all the guys they got, Butler. I mean, they're always going to be around as long as they keep that team together. But overall, you're going to see a lot of new teams here, I think, in the finals representing the East. But the Celtics, they seem to always be in the mix. And again, I think they're back in the finals. All right, let's go on to the West. The West is really exciting. That's where I think the main talent, and I think that's where our championship team is going to come out of. And I've already picked this team in the beginning of the season, and I'm not going to surprise you yet with them, but let me break down this bracket for you. So overall, the number one seed for the West was the Oklahoma City Thunder. They were a superstar team this year. Hell of a team to watch. I love playing with them on 2K. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, UK kid. Again, shout out to the Kentucky Wildcats. I actually got to see him at All-Star Weekend. He is incredible. He's a superstar. He could drop 40 a game if he wants. And overall, all those players around him, they have a young core, and they will be around for a while. They're playing the New Orleans Pelicans, which is led by, of course, Zion, and then you got Brandon Ingram, you got CJ McCollum. So they got some superstars. And the Pelicans, even with the eighth seed, I thought they'd make the playoffs this year. They were always around, and they have a talented squad. But the Thunder are going to blow their asses out. I'm sorry. The Thunder are too tough, and the Pelicans are not going to be able to beat them. It's kind of cool again to see this series because, the Thunder represented New Orleans back in the day when the whole Hurricane Katrina and you had the whole switch up where Oklahoma City and New Orleans were representing the Hornets and down in New Orleans. So it's kind of cool that it's kind of like a little bit of a history lesson for that. But overall, I think the Thunder are going to beat the Pelicans. And also, too, Zion's he's got to stay healthy. Your next series is going to be the Clippers versus the Mavericks. And I think the Mavericks end up pulling this one off. Luka has been doing great. Him and Kyrie have been playing really well together. They're, again, just like the Celtics, a team that can drop 25 a game. And at the end, or two players that can drop 25 plus a game. They're superstars, and they're playing very, very well together. There's a lot of questions about that in the beginning of the season, but they're playing very, very well. And they have some great role players around them. Now, the Clippers. You got Paul George, you got Kawhi. But at the end of the day, I just don't see them being a contender to stop Luka and Kyrie. I just think that they're really hungry and they want to make a playoff run there in Dallas. So I think this is going to be a good battle. I think it's going to go all the way down the wire, but I see Dallas pulling that off. The next series is the three seed Minnesota Timberwolves versus the number six seed Phoenix Suns. Now, the Minnesota Timberwolves, I thought they were going to be the number one seed. They got a little bit of injuries there at late. They were a hell of a team this year. They've actually represented the West. Saw them at All-Star Weekend at the practice. Their coach was representing. They had a lot of players there. Karl-Anthony Towns has been absolutely incredible, especially from the trade ball. Rudy Gobert has been incredible defensively, probably going to win Defensive Player of the Year again. Then you have Anthony Edwards, a superstar, dunking on people. So the Timberwolves, I think they're going to make a strong run in this playoffs, but I do think they have a strong matchup in the next round. The Suns, of course, Durant, Booker, but they don't do it this year. It's just not their year. The next series is the Denver Nuggets versus the Los Angeles Lakers. The Nuggets are number two, and the Lakers are the seventh seed. The Nuggets, I have them winning this series. Jokic is a MVP. He's a superstar, and that team is unstoppable. I mean, they are just incredible. And the Lakers are great with Anthony Davis and LeBron, but they're not stopping the Joker. Let me go back up. So I have overall the Thunder playing the Mavericks, and I have the Thunder beating the Mavericks to move on to the conference finals. And then I have the Timberwolves beating the Suns to play the Nuggets, and the Nuggets are going to beat the Timberwolves. I think if the Timberwolves were in the other part of the Western bracket, they could have made a run. They would even beat the Thunder. I think they're tougher than the Thunder. But I think the Nuggets are the team to beat the Timberwolves. And then that Thunder versus Nuggets matchup, that's going to be incredible. That's going to be a conference final for the history books. And I think the Denver Nuggets beat the Thunder. I think the Nuggets are going to represent the West, and I think the Nuggets will be taking on Boston in the finals. But I think that Western Conference final is going to be such a tough battle, and I'm going to love watching a lot of offense in that game. I think that game will be 200 plus on scoring. But overall, you get down to the final, and it's the Denver Nuggets versus the Boston Celtics in my book of who I think will make it to the NBA playoff final. And my championship prediction is the Denver Nuggets. I've picked them in the beginning. They are tough. They're the number one seed. I knew they would make another run. And I think Joker is your MVP of the finals. The Denver Nuggets have been a hell of a team to watch. The NBA has been full of great teams this year, a lot of talent, and a lot of back and forth, especially in the standings and the divisions. But overall, when you really break it down, the Denver Nuggets are unstoppable. I just really think so. And I think Joker, especially playoff Joker, he is a monster. And then, you have Jamal Murray, and you have this core that has been around and that coach, and they're a championship caliber team. So I think the Nuggets are going to be the final winner. And, at the end of the day, I wish the Pacers would win, and I hope they make a strong run. They could win, and I would love it. I'd be there all day. But at the end of the day, if I want to be realistic, especially for my listeners, and give you all the raw facts like I do in these sports episodes, the Nuggets are my champs. So I want to thank everybody for listening, tuning in, and downloading. This has been my NBA playoff episode. Like I said, all these sports events and sports things coming up, I want to try to get talking on it or get the narrative going with it. And like I said, I said I get this basketball episode out. So this was recorded before the playoffs, but this will be coming out here 2 to 3 days into the playoffs so far. So you get to listen to it, see if I've been right so far, see how the series have been going, and then we'll see if it plays out and if it's Nuggets Celtics with the Nuggets taking it. BabblingWithSleazy.com is the website. BabblingWithSleazy, the podcast, Facebook, Instagram. Reach out, show love, hit that 5 stars, show those rankings. I want to thank everybody that's been listening, tuning in, showing that support. More episodes coming out, and I can't appreciate you all enough. Thank you. Love you all. Peace.